This is High School Football on Giant FM.
High School Football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Nine Star Connect, Koenig Agricultural Equipment, and Greenfield Banking Company as we go into our post-game report. And our final tonight, 45-14 Delta over Greenfield Central. Well, if you go up to somebody and they just hear the final score, 45-14, they're probably going to say something like, "Yeah, that's about what I thought."
Yeah.
For a lot of the game, it wasn't what they would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, that first quarter they led 14-0. I mean, I wasn't expecting that to happen. But yeah, this game could have been a lot closer than what it was, than what it is or was. It's really this. I think those turnovers are what killed Greenfield tonight.
Six of them tonight.
That really, really hurt Greenfield. They were in so many good positions to score, and they were in so many positions that where they were driving and it was being really efficient, and then a turnover happened, or they were in their like 20-yard line and they threw an interception, and then it set up, you know, Delta in the red zone. It was really those turnovers what killed Greenfield. I think you take out those turnovers, this game is a lot closer than what we saw tonight.
Delta provided some opportunities. We had one point in the third period where there were four consecutive turnovers, mm-hmm. two by each team, and neither one could generate any offense. They simply kept dropping the football. Actually, it was through the air for Greenfield. Delta, it was fumbling, but then Delta started to take advantage, and that's where we'll get into the scoring summary, and you'll see how this game opened up, especially in the fourth period. Greenfield on the board first, 8-12 mark in the first period. Swedeker to Vance on a 7-yard pass to cap an 80-yard drive to open the game. It was 7-0 in favor of Greenfield Central. Cougars would make it 14-0 as Swedeker, after Delta had fumbled going into the end zone, trying to quarterback sneak it in, drop the ball. Swedeker on a quick throw out to the right side found J.P. Fox, and up the sideline he went for 96 yards. And Greenfield Central had a 14-0 lead as we go to the second. And then late in the second is when this game started to make its turn. With a minute 42 to go, Connor Bedwell capped off a short drive with a 4-yard run to make it 14-7. And then Greenfield Central took kickoff and then fumbled on the first play from scrimmage of the next series. Delta would turn that into a Zach Garner 1-yard run with 27 seconds to go, and it was tied at halftime at 14 apiece. 9:35 to go, third period. Delta gets its first lead, Stanley on a 32-yard field goal to make it 17-14. And then on to the fourth. This game's still close, nearly midway through the fourth quarter, until Delta started to take command. Hunt, a 24-yard pass to Wooden. That came with 8:15 to go. That made it 24-14. And then Delta started taking advantage of turnovers. 5:38 to go. Stitt on a 6-yard run, 31-14. 3:54 remaining. Bedwell on a touchdown run again after a turnover, 38-14. And the final score of the ninth, the junior running back Tempest off the bench. He scores from 31 yards out with about 2.5 to play. And our final tonight, 45-14. And again, six turnovers for Greenfield Central plaguing them. And as bad as it was in the fourth with turnovers that led to scores that widened the margin, I still keep thinking back to that turnover when it's 14-7 as maybe being the biggest one of the night.
Yeah, I mean, that easily could have cost him, you know, that could have cost him a score right there, and what would have made them, 21-7. You know, you're up 14 points at that if that would have happened at that point. You just get your confidence going, you get the team rolling, and this Greenfield team, give them credit, they came out ready to play some football, and we have not seen that at all this season, and they came out ready, and they were punching Delta in the throat, and they were giving it to them, and then Delta stood their own. You know, they probably underestimated Greenfield coming into this game, thinking, "Oh, we'll just mow them over. This is, you know, easy senior night win." But then, you know, Greenfield goes up 14-0. Delta comes back a little bit. You know, we go into halftime tied. Third quarter, they go up, and then it was really that fourth quarter where it just blew away. And turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. That will kill you.
Final timeout. Still have a player of the game to be named. Hoping to catch up with Coach Spear before we close up shop. Our final here from Delta, 45-14. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
The J.R. Workman Company is a fifth-generation family-owned business. J.R. Workman Company, Central Indiana's source for heating, plumbing, and electrical supplies and services for over 70 years. J.R. Workman has been there to supply, install, and service the utility needs of businesses and homes throughout Central Indiana. As your one-stop solution, J.R. Workman's skilled staff of trained plumbers, electricians, and HVAC technicians are available when you need them. Call 765-763-6444.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative, being a good teammate, sacrificing personal glory for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Indiana. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The J.R. Workman Company is a fifth-generation family-owned business. J.R. Workman Company, Central Indiana's source for heating, plumbing, and electrical supplies and services for over 70 years. J.R. Workman has been there to supply, install, and service the utility needs of businesses and homes throughout Central Indiana. As your one-stop solution, J.R. Workman's skilled staff of trained plumbers, electricians, and HVAC technicians are available when you need them. Call 765-763-6444.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Football being brought to you by Miller's Jewelry, Caning Equipment, and Greenfield Banking Company. We're in our post game following Week 8 football. 45-14 the final tonight as Delta knocks off visiting Greenfield Central. We're joined by Steve Spear. When people see the final score, they may not think much about it. It's not really indicative about what much of tonight was.
No, we're trending in the right direction, and you know that they're still young. We actually got younger this week. We had some younger guys actually step up and take some of the older guys' jobs, and so we got younger tonight. And while we played some younger guys, we definitely grew up, and we had a chance. And you know, too many mental mistakes. It's the story of our season.
Six turnovers come in, but the one that keeps coming back to me is the one that allowed the second opportunity for Delta to score right before halftime.
Yeah, if that's a 14-7 game at halftime, who knows how this thing turns out. And, you know, honestly, it's a bad decision on my part. And, you know, those guys go out and try to execute a play, and you try to put them in the best position to make a play, and sometimes you make a mistake, and it ends up costing kids, and it breaks your heart because you know it's on you, not on them. But at the same time, we just didn't do enough to hang around long enough to keep the energy till the end.
Gehrig had passes, and of course there was the one most notable that went for 96 yards.
Yeah.
It's not necessary that he throw the ball way downfield, because you've got playmakers who can do something with it.
Yeah, and make no mistake, our offense is simplifying decisions for that kid. And so far, I mean, tonight we started off on fire doing that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we as coaches got away from that a little bit, and we just didn't corral it. And I think as coaches, we started to press. So young kids are going to start pressing because they sense that. And when you do that, this is what you end up with.
The finish, I know not what you wanted, but what can you take that was good tonight and keep applying it to go into next week for senior night?
Yeah, I mean, we've played a good first half and a good second half. Now let's play a good entire game, and let's win a football game. I mean, the talent's there. I mean, if we keep cleaning up the little things, you know, we stay in tune for 48 minutes. And make no mistake, that's hard for 14, 15, 16-year-old kids to do. And that's where we are right now. We'll keep pushing. And these guys are growing up right before our eyes, and it's a lot of fun to see.
Next week's opponent, it always starts with a conversation about Luke Bumbalo before anything else.
I tell you what, I've already watched those guys a little bit on tape, and we'll be trying to figure out a way to make sure that dude doesn't catch the ball. If you don't let him catch it, you don't have to worry about it, right?
Coach, safe trip home. We'll see you next week back at home.
I do appreciate it, Johnny.
Steve Spirit with us. One final timeout. Player of the game coming up. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
On campus, Silver Advantage or GBC Select Checking are a few of the checking choices available at Greenfield Banking Company. And with mobile banking, online bill pay, and electronic statements, Greenfield Banking is as close as your phone or PC. Whether you're heading off to college, starting a family, or planning to retire, Greenfield Banking Company has the service to fit your needs. Since 1871, Greenfield Banking Company, member FDIC.
Miller's Jewelry, your hometown jeweler since 1959. Miller's Jewelry specializes in quality diamonds, fine jewelry, watches, class rings, clocks, and gifts. Stop by Miller's Jewelry for the 30% off Pulsar watch in stock sale. For those who appreciate real style and quality, make sure you stop by Miller's Jewelry in Greenfield, your hometown jeweler since 1959.
Lawn mowing season almost over, and now's the time to have your lawn and garden equipment inspected. Time to change your oil and filter, change your fuel and air filter if necessary, and don't forget to sharpen your blades. Take care of your maintenance problems now, and next spring you'll be ready. Give Canning Equipment at Greenfield a call, 317-462-5585, and schedule your off-season mower inspection now, and you'll have peace of mind knowing your mower will be ready for spring when you are. Canning Equipment can service all makes and models. Canning Equipment is there for you.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Indiana, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard, always do your best, and if you can, play more than one sport in high school.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Final time here from Delta. Final score 45-14. Eagles with a victory here over Greenfield Central. The Cougars stay winless on the year. Greenfield Central will come back home to play Newcastle. Delta, with one conference loss, will at least get its mathematical shot on the road against top-ranked New Palestine. If Delta could shock the world, they would grab a share of the HHC title in the final game next week. Don't forget, coming up on Sunday night, 6 o'clock, two-hour program, 96.5, 106.3 FM, and available online on giant.fm. We will have the draw for the upcoming sectionals. Again, IHSAA coverage off the network coming up at 6. Austin, time now to name our player of the game. He caught a ball. Next thing you knew, 96 yards later, he had a touchdown. That wasn't his only highlight, but we looked at J.P. Fox.
Yeah, J.P., like, he was considered to be the quarterback coming into the season. Him and Snedeker were battling it out. Turns out Snedeker gets the starting quarterback position, but J.P. has been playing his butt off as a wide receiver this year. He's I like the trio we have, Fox, Vance, and McKee. Mm. Nice little trio there, young trio. But, man, he played hard tonight. Like you said, 96-yard touchdown. He had a few other catches. And, man, I'm excited to watch what he can do next week against. I think it's going to be a shootout. Like you said before we got back on, that Newcastle offense is something special, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Next week, Newcastle comes into Greenfield. Coverage at 7, kickoff at 7:30. For Austin Grady, I'm Johnny McCrory. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Our final again tonight from the north side of Muncie. Delta 45, Greenfield Central 14. So long, everybody.
High school football has been brought to you by Koenig Equipment, 40 Financial, CGS Services, Greenfield Banking Company, NASA, American Family Insurance, Nine Star Connect, J.R. Wortman Company, Hancock County Sheriff's Department.